And good morning, everybody. It is Truda from The Show with Jen and Truda. Today and this weekend, a very special time for the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, one of the crown jewels in Kansas City. And we are so happy to be joined today by the president and CEO of Kauffman Center, and that would be Paul Schoeffer. Paul, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's great to be here, Brian.
Congratulations and happy birthday to the Kauffman Center.
Well, thank you. It's 5 years, and there is cause for celebration.
Oh, much, much cause. We'll talk about that in a second, but first, let's talk about your birthday party.
You bet.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yes, there is. Tonight, from 5 to 9 at the Kauffman Center, we have a free celebration with the community at the Kauffman Center. During the course of the evening, we're going to have live performances going on both indoor stages, Muriel Kauffman Theater in Helzberg Hall, and we'll have an outdoor stage as well. So lots of live performances, food and drinks. KC Crew will be there with a lot of lawn activities. And it is a birthday celebration, so we'll have birthday cake. And we even have a cake contest with several chefs from the Kansas City area doing nice. Kauffman-inspired birthday cakes.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. And by the way, a little hint that KC 102.1 is going to be broadcasting live this afternoon. So Natalie will be doing her show between 4 and 7 tonight. So you can come out and see her as well. So it should be a lot of fun. You guys have, with this party, you really do pull together, and it really does seem to be a little bit of analogy for what you guys do in everyday life. And that is, you have, you know, the symphony and kind of the high arts there. You've got the local bands and the local music and DJs. Kauffman Center has made itself a showcase for arts of all kinds in this city. And that's really something for us to be proud of as citizens.
It is. You know, our mission is to provide diverse and extraordinary performing arts experiences for everyone in our community. And tonight showcases that in many ways, as we have various representatives from our three resident organizations, Kansas City Ballet, Lyric Opera of Kansas City, and the Kansas City Symphony, as well as several regional artists. We've partnered with Inc. Magazine to engage several artists from the community that performed at Middle of the Map. And and of course, it's linking up with First Fridays in the Crossroads Arts District. So sure. It'll be a fun evening for everyone.
And with that, at least in my thinking, taking my daughter Addie down there, we'll park, we'll ride the streetcar around, we'll come check out the festivities. And it's got to be a great time for you that downtown has experienced this renaissance overall. And really, they've done a good job at increasing the experience for people to be downtown around Kauffman Center, too.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's truly a go-to destination right now. And the Kauffman Center, the whole downtown kind of renaissance from the last 5 to 10 years has made it a place where you will see families like you and your daughter coming on a Friday night, something that didn't happen 10 years ago.
Right, right. So at the five-year mark, at the five-year birthday, did you guys, you know, what was the thinking maybe a few years ago? Where did you feel like you were going to be at 5 years, and have you exceeded your expectations in that?
Yes. You know, I would quite frankly tell you we've exceeded our wildest expectations.
And that's good.
we have had, over the course of 5 years, over 2 million guests and visitors. Wow. We've averaged something in the range of 300 on-stage performances annually. So after our first year, almost everyone we talked to that had expertise in this area said, expect your performance levels and attendance levels to start to drop off immediately after the fanfare of the first
year.
Last year was, in fact, our strongest year ever. More performances and stronger attendance levels than we've ever had. So we think the best is yet to come.
I think so. It's always great to prove the naysayers wrong, right?
It is great. It is great.
But seriously, on a good note, you know, as somebody who loves the things like the symphony and such like that, you know, everywhere you turn around, they are pushing the boundaries as far as performances they do, people that they bring in, names and talent that come here to Kansas City to perform. The ballet does the same thing. Every one of your, you know, anchor organizations, so to speak, has done that. And it's got to be an awfully proud thing for you guys, because they just keep building on this success year after year.
It is. It's been fascinating to see how, led by our three resident organizations, the Symphony, Opera, and Ballet, we've really raised the bar on the quality of performing arts in Kansas City, and that's contagious, and it's impacted everyone in the community. And as we have seen, our community has embraced this and engaged with the arts like we've never before seen.
I love it that one of the first pieces we saw as Kansas Citians was a New York Times article going, hey, look, something cool's happening in Kansas City here, you know, and then that kind of got the ball rolling. And to coincide with stuff like, you know, the Royals getting hot on the national stage and everything really was, the timing was really fortuitous for you guys, too.
It is. And you know, of course, we have a little bit of the same namesake as the Royals.
That's right. A little bit of a tie there, yes.
It's been a tie and something that we've embraced because we are a community now that loves the major leagues. We love performing arts, and we are excelling in all areas right now and everything in between.
Paul Schoffer is the president and CEO of Kauffman Center, joins us here on the show this morning. Okay, so at the five-year mark now, if you make a bold prediction, where would you guys like to be in the next 5 years, the next 10 years? What is your thought for the road ahead here?
Yeah, you know, I really do believe the best is yet to come. The trajectory of what we're seeing as far as the engagement of our community in the arts, it's all going up. And as I mentioned before, our mission is to provide performing arts experiences for everyone in our community. And the key word there that we're focusing on is everyone. So I think we're just going to see that much more emphasis on extraordinary experiences that include all aspects of our community. And I think we'll see a lot more that engages younger audiences as well. So in 10 years, I think we'll have much more to celebrate as well.
Are you guys surprised? You know, prior to this, somebody would have said, well, the symphony is for older people to enjoy, and it's not really a young person's thing. But I see younger people, millennials, school-age kids, my daughter's age, all getting involved with classical music, performing arts, dance, ballet.
Yeah. You know, the Kansas City Symphony's done a terrific job, and when you combine that with our other residents, as well as the UMKC Conservatory and their move to downtown Kansas City, we're seeing youth become more engaged. And when the Symphony has an event like a happy hour performance, which they have several times a year, those are the types of events that are now calling out to our community that this is for everyone of all ages, including youth.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And, you know, I think the great thing, too, is when you look at a manufactured pop world of commercial music and you compare that to the real talent that a symphony possesses, people know the difference. And even kids know the difference in that. And they say, oh, well, I can appreciate real talent. And that's a great thing to see, too.
Yes, that's a part of just the quality of not just the performers on stage, but at the Kauffman Center, it's certainly the venue itself with some of the greatest acoustics in the world right here in Kansas City, and that is brought out and showcased when organizations and individuals and artists perform at the Kauffman Center.
Absolutely. And we've grilled you long enough. I did want to ask you about the physical. You guys recently completed some more projects in there, did you?
We've had a few things that we've accomplished over the last 5 years. Certainly, we've done some modifications just like on our grand staircase coming in.
Okay,
and added some railing to help with the traffic flow. And within Helzberg Hall, we've modified what we call our choral loft seats. So they were benches previously, and we've transitioned them over this summer to the regular seating that we have everywhere, just for the comfort of our patrons.
And I hear from friends that there is no better seat in the house, by the way. I've got friends that just love that.
It is a great way and a unique perspective to view live performances.
Well, Paul, we certainly appreciate it. Happy birthday to the Kauffman Center, and everything gets underway this afternoon. Again, Natalie's going to be starting her show at 4, but all the fun begins outdoor on the stage at 5, and the performance is inside at 6 p.m. tonight. Paul, thank you so much for joining us, and best wishes on the next 5, 10, 25 years.
Thank you so much, Brian. Appreciate being here.